Right on cue, John, giving us the lead into our next segment here. You talked about the home opener. We'll be doing that and much more as we are joined on the line this morning by Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. It is time for our Tribe Talk and Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. They're on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, before we get to you, let's hear a little from Tom Hamilton this week.
Bases loaded, two down, no score, inning number one. The outfielder's shallow but bunched in the gaps. The pitch. A swing and a long drive to deep right. Away, back and gone. A grand slam to right. Yonder Alonso, in his fifth at bat for the Cleveland Indians, makes it 4-0. And Paxton not able to get off the hook. And Yonder Alonso, who ended last season with Seattle, has given the Indians a four-run blast in inning number one.
Carlos, who? Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, well, Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, boys. Good morning. Boy, Hammy's in midseason form already, isn't he?
Well, he, you know, you have to hit the ground running when they start hitting the long ball, and Edward Encarnacion, another one of those that's getting off to a good start, though, I'd say.
Yeah, two home runs yesterday. Unfortunately, we just weren't able to get in the win column on Sunday afternoon. You know, the top of the order, we're going to, you know, roll as well as the top of the order goes. And this weekend, Mr. Lindor, Mr. Ramirez, Kemp had a pretty decent opening weekend, but combined, I think they were 5-for-35 or something like that. So they're the ones that make us go, and I think we pitched the ball pretty well. We just weren't able to win a series, but we get back at it starting tonight against the Angels and Mike Clevinger on the mound, who won 12 games for us last year.
You mentioned Frankie and Jose. Maybe they'll get reminded when we present them or recognize them with their Silver Slugger Awards this coming opening day, and they'll think, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. Exactly. That's going to be part of the highlights of the pregame ceremony on opening day, as all of us do, tracking the weather report. Yesterday, getting all excited because it had it up into the 40 degrees and, you know, no precipitation, back down to under 40 with chance of rain or snow. So as we get closer, let's hope that forecast gets a little bit better for opening day. It'll be our 118th opening day in the history of the franchise as a member of the American League. Number 25, if you can believe that, at Progressive Field, the 25th home opener in that ballpark. But we'll also unveil the 2017 American League Central Division Championship pennant. Red Girard from Rocky River, gold medalist, will be throwing out the first pitch. Ohio State Athletic Marching Band doing those honors. So be in your seats if you have tickets by 3:30 so you can enjoy all the pageantry of opening day. Gates open at 2 o'clock.
Bob, looking back on your many home openers, do you have one or two that really stand out for you that might be a little bit different for you?
Well, there's absolutely a number of them. My very first one, 1979, it was 32 degrees. I remember that, ice cold. Both Rick Waits and Mike Torres of the Boston Red Sox were throwing no-hitters into the sixth inning, both pitchers. Each pitcher lost their no-hitter in the sixth inning with singles. The Indians ended up scoring on a bases-loaded walk, and then Dwayne Kuiper got a two-run double. I just remember it vividly, and Rick Waits ended up throwing a complete game one-hit shutout to beat the Red Sox 3-0. So that was my very first home opener as a member of the front office in 1979. And then, obviously, the opening of Jacobs Field, now Progressive Field, back in 94. I believe, one of the most significant moments in the franchise history for how it was able to change who we are as a franchise, having our own ballpark, and it certainly has done that, as we've had 16 winning seasons, 10 postseasons since we've been in that ballpark. So those are two that stand out right away.
It's really amazing how a building, a non-living thing, can kind of change it. I mean, the people have changed through the time. You know, fans come and go, different fans, new fans show up, players as well. But maybe it was just sort of a boost of confidence that we needed for the city.
Well, it was more importantly than just, you know, the boost of confidence, which it certainly was major in that regard, just the way the guys felt about going from a 70,000-seat cavernous building to an intimate ballpark. It was what it could do in two ways. One was economically, you know, it provided us an economic stability for us to compete at the big league level. And then secondly, we were able to entertain our fans in a big league way. And those are, you know, it, again, just very transforming what the move from Cleveland Stadium to our new ballpark in downtown Cleveland. I know just the way the players reacted moving into a new home really, you know, marked the beginning of some remarkable success for us.
Bob DiBiasio joining us this morning as we get set for the home opener. Is Red Girard the youngest player or youngest person ever to throw out a first pitch at a home opener? I'm giving that back to you as your department to figure that out.
Well, we're going to have to check into that specific note, but he was the youngest to win a gold medal as a snowboarder. I know that.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. I'll have to put some in. That's an intern thing, don't you think?
I absolutely, Bob. For a Monday, start him off. Tell him some guy in Elyria wanted to know he was the youngest person to throw out a – of course, it has to be a first pitch. You know, the opening day, home opener.
Opening day, you know, first pitch.
You know,
it might. Ceremony. Yeah, I don't know how many teenagers we've had do that.
Right. It's a special honor indeed to have somebody to do that. And you got the Ohio State Marching Band as well, and you'll obviously honor the military and a lot of fun happening. And then we saw pictures earlier, some of the new food or the concoctions that people come up with. But
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Everybody has to come up with a new one every year. This one with the Cheetos that are on fire. And I don't know if I could handle that, but I know people will be diving into it on Friday.
Yeah, just save your coin for the Dollar Dog Nights. Are those going to happen again this year, I suppose?
We're going to have what everybody expects. Bobblehead giveaways, jersey giveaways, the Sugardale Dollar Dogs, fireworks, rock and blast. All the things that people expect are weekday day games. Just to put on your calendar, go to Indians.com. People love those weekday day games. They will have a 1:10 start time first pitch instead of a noon first pitch for this year. So it's an hour later. Just to put on your calendar, make note of that.
All right. And we've been enjoying some of those early start evening games here in April, too, that start at 6:10. So we've got those on the calendar, too. Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next Monday.
Sounds good, boys. Have a wonderful week. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. 731 at WEOL. It is our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bobby D. We've done the talk. Time now for the tickets. We've got a pair of tickets for the Indians taking on the Tigers coming up on the 10th. That's a Tuesday. That's one of those 6:10 start times. Two tickets for the Tigers on the 10th. Of April for you if you'd like to win. 322-0930, 322-0930. We'll take caller number 3, 322-0930, 322-0930, and you'll be a winner from AM 930 WEOL and Dale's Market and Deli.